176 years ago, in 1836, Frenchman Joseph Nicolet, pronounced Nicolette nowadays, left Fort Snelling by canoe to explore and map the upper Mississippi region all the way to the river's source. He succeeded, and his surprisingly accurate map was used by European Americans in the middle of the 19th century to settle throughout northern Minnesota, displacing the Ojibwe people who had lived at countless villages for hundreds of years. Ironically, Nicolet was guided by two Ojibwe men and their families. The route traveled by the Nicolet party was a water and land pathway that existed before the Ojibwe came to Minnesota, existed before the Dakota lived in northern Minnesota, existed all the way back to ancient people thousands of years ago. The men who guided Joseph Nicolet's party were Shaugobe and Brunia, Ojibwe men of Leech Lake, and this is the story of their journey.
It's early Tuesday morning, August 16th, 176 years ago. On the southwest shore of Roosevelt Lake, a small party of Ojibwe and whites is camped. Their leader, Frenchman Joseph Nicolet, energetic and anxious to pack up and continue his voyage north, awakens his Ojibwe guides, Shaugobe and Brunia. As the day before, Nicolet is unaware that near his campsite, there is evidence that people were there before him. In fact, thousands of years before him. Students from Hamline University excavated ancient sites on the south end of Roosevelt. Archaeologists Grant Goltz and Christy Holman Kane excavated nearby sites.
There had been an archaeological site just downstream on Crooked Creek found earlier, probably connects to this one. And that had a range of some of the early pottery types that were 1600 years old, up through some more recent stuff.
We were able to learn a little bit more about that site, though, because part of it had been kind of plowed and cleared, and one of the adjoining neighbors had picked up pottery there. And so when we were working out there, they hauled their stuff out and let us look at it. And so, you know, that added a whole lot more information to what we had. So, you know, just another example of, you know, when people do find things like that, if they share that information, it can really help a lot.
So what was life like for the ancient Minnesota people?
8,000 years ago, people would have been probably more nomadic than the tribes that were encountered by white people, because they would be mainly following large herd animals. After, probably about 3,000 years ago or so, people started settling down into more established realms in terms of utilizing different kinds of resources.
And as Christy points out, ancient Minnesotans settled into a less nomadic life and into more routine over thousands of years. Here's Grant Goltz.
They may go to a sugar bush camp in the late winter, early spring, and they stay there during the season of making sugar. The rest of the year, they're never there. And then they might go to a fishing camp in the spring where the fish come spawning up the river or something. Hey, maybe spend a couple weeks or maybe 3 weeks. And that's all over with. And they catch a lot of fish. They probably smoke and dry some, and they probably just eat a lot of them. And then when that season fades into summer, that resource isn't there anymore. That camp gets abandoned, and they'll go somewhere else. As we get maybe 500-600 years ago, when they started to have agriculture, and they were growing, you know, squash and beans and corn and all that stuff up here, they'd probably go set up their gardens. You know, and once their gardens got going good, they didn't necessarily have to all stay there and tend them for the summer. Then they'd come back to their gardens in the fall when it's time to harvest them. In the meantime, they probably made rice somewhere at a camp for a couple weeks.
The south end of Roosevelt is not the only ancient site on the lake. There is at least one other site at a very busy place.
Roosevelt Lake has only been investigated in a few places. Initially, of course, that outing at the Narrows when they rebuilt the bridge, And now the bridge is built right over the archaeological site.
Grant Goltz and Christy Holman Kane did not excavate at Outing, but Grant tells us what was found by those who did do the dig.
Some of the early pottery, there were some early copper tools that probably date back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago. And then some later ceramics, later pottery, some of the 900-year-old pottery.
Chagobe and Brunia led the Nicolet party north on Roosevelt through the Narrows, present site of the village of Outing, and then up the north arm into a small stream and a small lake. Then the stream became unnavigable, and Chagobe and Brunia were forced out of the canoes and onto land for a pair of long portages, first to Abe Lake and then to Big Bass Lake. The trail they took is still there, still visible, and Grant Gault says it is old, really old.
I wouldn't even want to guess how far that goes back. Seriously, we know that from the archaeological sites along there that the use of that whole corridor goes way back. I mean, we know it goes back thousands of years.
The portages take four trips, and the reward? Clouds of mosquitoes, swampy terrain, high humidity, and then, late in the evening, pouring rain. The camp is set up on the south end of Big Bass Lake. With Nicolet's tent the largest, every member of the party crowds into it to sleep for the night.
Tomorrow, the place where food grows on water.
Manomen, mino, good. Min, fruit, good fruit of the earth.
For Brian Whittemore, I'm John Sumption.